All right, so it is time for us now to begin our member meeting. How is the sound? Has the sound gotten better during the song? Yes, okay, that's what I was hoping. I was hoping that if I just played a nice long song, it would give Pal Talk an opportunity to work out its bugs. So good. So now we will begin our member meeting then. So the first thing I was going to chat to you about, according to my notes, I have notes for the member meeting. The first thing I was going to chat to you about was just let you know that I'm going to Mexico, but that kind of came up as my story, as my parable, they would say, during the seven steps to awakening. So I think we can skip that first item. You guys know that I'm going to Mexico. At least it's looking that way, depending on what happens. So we'll skip that. But one thing I do want to say, and I think that Lynn mentioned this morning, but I'll mention it again now, is that there is going to be a live stream of the entire retreat that's happening in Mexico. In fact, they're beginning this evening. The Mexican retreat actually starts today. I don't know for sure if David Hoffmeister is there yet, but I know Jennifer Hadley is there. So at least she is kicking it off. Maybe David Hoffmeister is joining her. I don't know. And then Gary and I will arrive late Monday night, Tuesday morning, starting at 10:15 Pacific time on Tuesday is when my teaching begins. Gary will begin in the afternoon. And then for the rest of the week, it will be Jennifer, David, Gary, and I. She said to me today in an email, all five teachers. I'm not sure if Maria Felipe is still going or if she accidentally counted John, who's not going now. But anyway, not sure of anything yet. I haven't even seen the teaching schedule, so I'm not sure. I can't tell you a lot about what to expect, but I can tell you that if you would like to watch the entire retreat via live stream, or if you just want access to the recordings, because if you register for the live stream, you also have access to the recordings and you can listen to them at your convenience. You can register for that. It's $97 is what Jennifer is asking in order to get the live stream or access to the recordings. But if you go to awakening-together.org and click on events, you'll see right there you can go and you can sign up for the live stream and listen to the entire retreat or the portions that you want to listen to. So that's all I'll say about Mexico. I think you know everything you wanted to know about my going to Mexico and we're afraid to ask, so we'll move on. The next thing I wanted to share with you all is that there is a Tao Te Ching class beginning in March. And actually, this class is going to be offered in two different time frames. So if you're interested in the Tao Te Ching class, you could take it on Tuesday evenings, beginning on March 17th from 7:30 to 9:30 Eastern Time. And Jacqueline Eckert is the facilitator of the Tuesday evening class. Or you could take it on Wednesday mornings, starting on March 18th, from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. And Nikki Dobson is, I can tell that I've been kicked out of Pal Talk again. One second. If you're listening to the member meeting recording, this has been happening all night long. I was kicked out like four times during my seven steps teaching that started right before this. So this is the way it is this evening. Okay, I am back. How about you guys? Are you able to hear me? Yeah, I got kicked out again. I think Pal Talk is mad at me. Just keeps kicking me right out of the room. Takes me, you know, I can just see myself being kicked in the butt and flown out through the saloon doors. In this case, the sanctuary doors. I'm being tossed right out. But I was talking about the Tao Te Ching course, and because I was looking at the information instead of looking at the screen, I'm not sure how much you didn't hear. Did you hear that there's a Tuesday night and a Wednesday morning class? Did you hear that there are two? The Tuesday night class will be led by Jacqueline Eckert, the Wednesday morning class by Nikki Dobson. The Tao Te Ching course I just want to say, for those of you who say, well, I don't know anything about the Tao Te Ching, I've never had any interest in the Tao Te Ching. The Tao Te Ching is actually a very good thing to study. And I think one of the primary reasons it's a good thing to study is that the Tao Te Ching, studying the Tao Te Ching helps you see very clearly how your personal self-will, when you believe on it and act on it, helps to create the problems in the world. And it helps you see this without any guilt or judgment, but it just really demonstrates that very, very well when you contemplate the Tao Te Ching and discuss it with the facilitator in court, in class. In addition, the Tao Te Ching teaches you how not to do that. The Tao Te Ching teaches you how to stay in a centered position within yourself, focused on the truth of what you are, so that you are not a part of creating the problems in the world, but even more, so that you then become an empty vessel that can be moved by the corrective movement in the world. It would be called the Tao, of course, in the Tao Te Ching. Somebody from the Course might call it the Holy Spirit, but it's the corrective movement in the world that is bringing everything back to truth and harmony. The course is 4 weeks long, and the way it works is that you will actually spend a week with the Tao Te Ching meditating and contemplating the course, a week of the course first, the first week's lessons. There are recordings that I have made that you can listen to every day if you want to. They're optional. But the purpose of the recordings is to help you contemplate the Tao if you're finding by yourself you're having problems. So there's these optional recordings to help you contemplate the Tao. You spend a week with it by yourself, and then we go into class. Everyone shares their own clarity, as well as the facilitator probably deepening the clarity. And that happens every week. Every week you contemplate for a week by yourself, then you come to class, and everyone shares, as well as the facilitator sharing. As far as I know, everyone who's taken the Tao Te Ching course has loved it. That's at least the feedback that I have received. People say they love the Tao. So I really recommend this course, and it's very likely that it won't be offered again for at least a year. So this is an excellent opportunity. It's a 4-week class. It costs $80. Registration closes on March 10th. And you can find information on the Awakening Together website. In fact, let me go ahead and just open up our website, and I'll give a link to those of you who are in the room. But you'll find it on the Awakening Together website under the Classes menu. And in fact, what you'll see when you click on the Classes menu, you'll say it says new class begins in March. That's the link you want to click on, and that will take you to the Tao Te Ching registration information. So, and here is a link for the room. That's the link that will allow you to register for the Tao Te Ching. This is a part of our Minister Preparation Program, but you do not have to be a part of that program to take this class. This class is open to anyone who is just interested. I also want to share with you that the trustees have voted to change the member meeting schedule. Ever since we first started, even before our real official start, because our official start was in July of 2013, even before that, I think our very first member meeting, even prior to having members, was in March of 2013, and we didn't have members till July of 2013. So we've been having these monthly member meetings for a long time, and the real reason we started the monthly member meetings is because people were suspicious of Awakening Together. You know, this room had always been ACIM Gather. It had never been organized into a church. It had never had members, and there was a lot of fear and a lot of worry. Some people were worried that I was trying to take over some kind of control. Some people were worried we were going to become a cult. So we agreed to have member meetings every month so that we could just be very, very transparent. And in the beginning, it made sense to have member meetings every month because the trustees were writing a lot of policies. There were a lot of policies that we had to write in order to apply for church status. So we were busy writing all these policies, and there was always something to come here and share with you. But, you know, everything has kind of slowed down now. The building of Awakening Together has kind of stopped, and now we're just kind of, you know, I mean, the things we're working on are like the fall retreat and stuff like that, but there isn't as much to say every month. I was telling them, I said, I have a lot of trouble coming up with something new to say. I feel like I'm going to the member meetings and saying the same thing, you know, every month. Every month I tell you about the fall retreat. Every month I tell you about the retreat center campaign. You know, I mean, it's just, there's nothing new to say. And so I requested that we change the meetings to quarterly, and the trustees agreed. So this is going to be our last monthly member meeting. Now the board of directors meets quarterly, and so we will have a quarter member meeting every quarter following the quarterly board of directors meetings. That means our member meetings are going to be in March, June, September, and December. And right now our member meetings are the first Sunday of each of those months, but I'm actually going to request from the trustees that we change it to the second Sunday. We'll have to see what they vote on. But the reason for that is if you look at March, June, September, and December, only meeting four times a year now, September, the first Sunday, is actually a part of a holiday weekend here in America. The first Sunday always is a part of a holiday weekend. It's Labor Day. And a lot of people might want to be out on their boats having picnics. It's the official end of summer. So, it, you know, maybe having it the first week when we hit that holiday, you know, one quarter of the time every time isn't a good idea. So I might request that we move it to the second Sunday of those months, but that hasn't happened yet. The trustees will have to vote on that. But it will be in March, June, September, and December, and we'll get back to you and let you know when. Also, because it's not going to be monthly now, there'll always be an email going out via updates to remind people about the quarterly member meeting. But you also notice we don't have a large crowd here. We don't get large crowds to the member meetings either. We did in the beginning. In the beginning, we had a lot of people showing up for the member meetings, but now the interest is kind of waning, so it just doesn't make sense to keep having monthly member meetings. The next thing I do want to share with you is an update regarding our Retreat Center campaign. There are a couple of changes here. We have never had a financial goal of how much money we wanted to raise for the Retreat Center campaign. And in the last board of directors meeting, the board of directors approved a goal of $450,000. $450,000 is a reasonable amount because we have around 450 members. So, you know, if you just look at the numbers, it equals $1,000 per member. So it's a reasonable amount to raise. And in fact, we even figured out that if each member gave $10 a week, in 2 years, we'd reach that $450,000. So it's a very reasonable amount of money. It's also a reasonable considering the price of properties in the Pueblo, Colorado area. If you go to our website, awakening-together.org, point at the donate menu and then click on the Retreat Center campaign page. And once you go to the Retreat Center campaign page, you can click on Watch Pueblo Properties. And in fact, I'll give that link in the room right now. You'll notice that we've divided the properties into below $450,000 and above $450,000. And if you go and look at those properties, click on them, you'll see that there are some really nice options under $450,000. So if we raise $450,000, we can get something for that money. There's, you know, it's just a reasonable amount of money. I've also listed properties that are over $450,000. If we chose to, We could raise $450,000, then get a mortgage for another $50,000 or another $100,000 if we wanted to get a property that was over $450,000, and that would be a very small mortgage. So $450,000 is our new goal. The other thing I wanted to announce about the Retreat Center campaign is the board of directors has also agreed to move $2,000 per month from the operational budget to the Retreat Center campaign. Now, for those of you that don't know what that means, the operational budget pays all of our normal expenses, and you'd be surprised at the number of expenses that we have. The two primary expenses are Lynn's salary and my salary. So we have two salaries that we have to take care of. Plus, in Lynn's case, Awakening Together has to pay Social Security and Medicare on her salary, not on mine. Churches do not have to pay Social Security and Medicare on their lead minister's salary, but we do have to pay that on Lynn's salary. But in addition, we have lots of expenses, you know, the server that we keep our website on, the MailChimp program that we use to send out our daily updates, let's see, what else do we have? It's hard for me to sit here and think about all of the expenses that we have. QuickBooks, which is the software that I keep all of our financial information on, that has a $30 a month charge. There's just all kinds of expenses that we have. And so the operational budget is the budget that has money that pays those types of expenses, right? That's the operational budget. Now, we have a separate budget now because we have this Retreat Center campaign. That's a totally separate budget, a totally different bank account. So like when you donate money, if you don't write what the purpose of the donation is, it goes into the operational budget. If you write Retreat Center on it, it goes into a different budget. It goes into the Retreat Center budget. So two budgets going on. So what the board of directors has now agreed to do is to take $2,000 a month out of the operational budget and move it into the Retreat Center, which means $24,000 a year right now will be moved out of the operational budget into the Retreat Center budget. So in addition to the donations that you make and you write Retreat Center on it, in addition to seeing those donations increase, you're also going to see a $2,000 jump every month as we move money from the operational budget to the Retreat Center budget. Right now, we have a total amount raised of $12,251. $4,000 of that came from our operational budget. $2,000 was moved in February, right after the board of directors agreed to do that, and then another $2,000 was moved today, March 1. So $12,251 has been raised so far, and again, the board of directors will add another $2,000 every month. Also, it's been mentioned a few times by different people, so I'll mention it now. Some people are saying right now is a great time to donate to the Retreat Center campaign if you want to, because you can donate out of your tax refunds if you want to. For many of us, those tax refunds are a little additional money that we get once a year that we don't always have, and so it's a good time to donate. So if any of you all feel that that's true for you, that you would like to donate out of your tax refund, to the Retreat Center campaign, you can do it a couple different ways. You can do it through PayPal by using the Retreat Center link. Make sure you use the Retreat Center link. Or you could send a check and write Retreat Center in the memo line. Again, if you write Retreat Center on it or donate through the Retreat Center link, it will go to that budget. If you don't, it goes into the operational budget. One reason we like checks better, if you don't mind sending a check, is because PayPal charges fees. So for with the Retreat Center campaign, especially if you're sending a larger check, we would prefer the check than having it go through PayPal because they take the fees. But we'll be grateful for whatever you do. So if you're like, I don't like writing checks, I'm willing to do PayPal, then we're willing to receive it that way. So don't worry about it. Just whatever feels right for you. Does anybody have any questions about the Retreat Center campaign before I move on to the next thing on my agenda? Okay, Lynn, thank you very much for helping me out with those links. That's nice. I'm not as good at talking and copying and pasting links at the same time, so I appreciate that help. The next thing I want to tell you about is something that's coming soon. It's not available yet, so Lynn won't be able to find a link to give you. But we decided to have a small fundraiser, very small fundraiser, actually. We are going to make 40 Awakening Together t-shirts. So we won't make a lot of money out of this. Maybe $100 is what I figured. It's a very small fundraiser, but we thought it would be, it's a fun fundraiser. We thought actually some people might like having an Awakening Together t-shirt. So it's a, maybe it's a fundraiser, an F-U-N fundraiser, more than a fundraiser since we won't make much of money off of it. So I'll call it a fundraiser. We're going to have a fundraiser. We're going to sell some Awakening Together t-shirts. And we've chosen three colors off the top of my head. I don't remember what colors we have chosen. Seems like purple and blue and maybe green t-shirts, but I don't remember that for sure. And we're having the Awakening Together logo put on them. And we're going to sell these t-shirts through our website once they're available. The price includes the shipping. So the price would be $20.75 per t-shirt, but that includes priority shipping. And so if you're interested in a t-shirt, watch for those because there will only be 40 as far as I know right now. We don't plan to reorder. We might try doing something a little different for another fundraiser. But I don't think we're going to order the t-shirts again. It turned out to be a lot more work maybe than we first thought. So keep your eye out for that. We'll send out information through a daily update when they're available. I also wonder, I just think I'll stop for a second. It crossed my mind the other day. I wondered how many people open up the updates. And I can actually go look that information up. But I didn't wander long enough to go look them up. It was like a passing thought. But, you know, if you don't open up the daily updates, just open it for a second and look. You don't know if there's something new. For the most part, the daily updates are the daily quote. And some people may say, well, you know, I'm not really interested in the daily quote, and every day it's just a daily quote, so I'm just going to delete it. I'm not going to open it. And I understand that thought process because, you know, we get a lot of mail from a lot of people. You know, Nordstrom's writes to me. I don't even buy from Nordstrom's. They send me stuff. You know, all kinds of people send us stuff. But occasionally I really am, you know, I'm trying to communicate with you and let you know something that you might be excited about, like a new retreat or the fact that we now have t-shirts available or something, you know, something that I might be trying to tell you. And if you don't open up the updates, you don't get the information. And especially now that we're going to be having fewer member meetings, that means the updates are going to be my primary way of communicating with you. It only takes an instant to open the update email and look and see if there's anything there you want to read. If you open it, see it's just the daily quote and you're not interested and delete it, you've only wasted 2 more seconds. So I highly encourage all members to open the updates and look before you delete it so that you can see if there's something there that you want to know. I mean, really, the question is, is there something there you want to know about it? And then if so, you'll be able to go in and find more. So when these t-shirts are available, I will send out the information via an update. So watch your updates. Also, Lynn has just put in another way to help support Awakening Together. You can shop on Amazon using smile.amazon.com. Designate Awakening Together as your charity of choice. And when you shop, Amazon will donate, not you. You're paying the same prices. If you have Amazon Prime, you still get Amazon Prime. For you, there's no change. There's no difference between shopping on smile.amazon and Amazon. But Amazon themselves will donate to Awakening Together if you shop from Smile. So I've learned to do all of my Amazon shopping from smile.amazon.com. My shopping habits have not changed at all. They're the same as they would be, you know, otherwise. But now Awakening Together is getting 0.05% of everything I shop, which, you know, isn't a lot in my case. I don't do a lot of shopping, but But if you put us all together, it might add up to something that we're happy about, right? So another way to support Awakening Together. Thank you, Lynn, for posting that. All right, let's see what else I have on my little agenda here. Oh, the next thing I have, this is a little more serious. Well, depending on what you think, what's important to you, I guess. It could be serious. It could be totally boring. But it's our financial report. We have posted our approved 2014 financial report. We can't really post our financial reports until the board of directors looks at them and agrees there's no mistake. That's what we mean by approved. But we do have an annual report from 2014 that's been approved. So I am going to put that link here in the room for anybody who cares. There you go. And I will talk a little bit about this report, just some highlights of the report. In 2014, we had a lot of donations. We had almost $48,000 in individual donations. That's from you guys, whether you donate $5 a month or $100 a month or whatever. It added up to almost $48,000. We also had two very special large check donations. We had one check, a donation of $45,000 that was designated written on it that it was for the president minister's salary. It was to go towards her salary or cover her entire salary, depending on, you know, what the case was. And then we also had a check of $15,000 written on it that was to go towards the sanctuary director's salary. So altogether, that added up to quite a few donations, which means we had a very healthy year last year, which you will see as we go through this financial report. We also earned $1,634 in royalties, and that's really royalties from sales of NTI and sales of the Teaching of Inner Ramana, because those two books have been donated to Awakening Together. Awakening Together owns them now, so Awakening Together gets any royalties paid on those books. It's about $1 per copy for royalties generally. So, you know, basically that means we sold around 1,600 books in the world last year. So you can tell these books sell a little bit, better than nothing, but they're not bestsellers or anything. We also, retreat income, I don't know if you remember, we had three retreats last year. We had the Choose Again retreat in Colorado. We had the Awakening Together Satsang retreat with Magdi and Timothy Conway. And then we had the Soak in the Beauty retreat in Santa Barbara. So retreat income last year, we made almost $58,000. The minister preparation program last year made almost $24,000. And then just other little classes that we offered that were not a part of MPP, we made about $1,200. So a lot of money was made there in the retreat income, the MPP income. Also, we have speaker fee income, $850. That's basically money that I was paid when I was doing traveling, like this trip I'm about to make to Mexico. That's speaker fee income. Travel reimbursement, that's when people pay for my flights because I come to speak. We had about $357 of that. We also made $2,224 selling books. That's different than royalties. Royalties is when someone else sells it, like Amazon.com or a bookstore. They have to pay us royalties through our publishers. When we sell the books directly, that's what this is referring to. So when people order books basically from ReginaDonAcres.com, we actually made more money doing that last year than we did in royalties. We made $2,223. Let's see. And that's it. That's it for our income. Those are the highlights of our income. We still have to go over our expenses. But our income last year was $207,968.83. So pretty nice income. Now for the expenses portion. We do have to pay business registration fees. These are fees that we have to pay the state of Colorado, the state of North Carolina, which is where we are incorporated. Just fees we have to pay every year just to remain a legal business. So last year we paid $895 in business fees. We also, as you know, pay PayPal fees, like when you guys donate via PayPal or you pay for a retreat via PayPal, we pay fees. So here's how much we paid in those types of fees last year. $2,568. So $2,568 in bank fees, primarily PayPal. So you can see why we're saying we really like it if you feel like donating to the retreat center. We like it if you write a check because, yeah, those fees really add up. Let's see. In addition to that, last year we had, lost my place, so now I'm looking. Okay, rent, parking, and utilities. That's really just utilities. I do not get home office reimbursement because I get a housing allowance, and we'll see that in a little bit, a minister's housing allowance. Lynn does not get a minister's housing allowance, so she gets a home office reimbursement. And so last year for utilities, and this would really be for Lynn's home office, we paid $542 for the year. Just for book subscriptions reference, mainly these are books I ordered to help me write the minister preparation program. We spent about $150 in books. But we also have another type of book. $1,550 is what we spent on the books that we resell. So like I have to buy NTI in order for us to sell NTI. I have to buy Inner Romana in order for us to sell Inner Romana. So we spent $1,550 buying books. And let me go back and tell you again how much we made. We made $2,223 selling them. So if you subtract that, you'll see that we didn't actually make $2,223 because $1,500 of it was investment, right? So we actually, I guess I misstated before when I said we made more in royalties. That's not true. I said we made more in our own sales. That's not true because I was forgetting about the cost of the inventory. We actually made more in royalties. But, you know, it takes money to make money. In our case, making money isn't really the purpose. It's just helping to share those books. So we made a little bit there. That's sweet. And for the most part, we helped share those books with a lot of people. That's real sweet. Office supplies, you know, paper, ink, envelopes to ship books out in, those kind of things, $447. Telephone and telecommunications, this would be Lynn's internet and Lynn's cell phone. We pay a small portion of her utilities. She has 9 rooms in her house. She only uses one of those rooms for her home office. So we pay 1/9 of her utilities. But we pay for 100% of her cell phone and 100% of her internet because she couldn't do her job without them. So last year that cost was $1,515, and you guys have lost me again. Okay, 1 second, leaving the room. Completely kicked out of Pal Talk that time, all the way out. So going back in. All right, I got booted out the barroom doors again. Can you guys hear me? Okay, good. So I was just sharing with you the cost of the telephone, Lynn's telephone and Lynn's internet for her home office last year was $1,515. Now, we also, as I was mentioning earlier, we have a lot of server licenses, database licenses, web service licenses that we have to pay in order to run an online church. So last year, the total cost of all of those types of licenses was $2,116. Let's see. Also in scholarships, we paid out in scholarships to our retreats last year, $6,778. We also gave out benevolence awards. I don't know if you guys are real familiar with this, but it's when a member has a financial need and they can justify that financial need and they apply to the church for help with that financial need and the church says yes and gives money. So last year we gave out $2,839 in benevolence awards. Also, we paid $455 in staff development. That was basically one class that I went to learn how to write grants. Because we're hoping to maybe apply for some grants to help us with the retreat center. So I took a class, and that was $445, or $455. Also, payroll expenses. Last year, we paid $3,950 to Social Security, $924 to Medicare. Our gross payroll, both my salary and Lynn's salary combined, was about $55,000. And then there was also a $10,000 housing allowance. I mentioned that I don't get reimbursement on, you know, my electricity and internet and phone like Lynn does because I get a housing allowance. Well, that's that $10,000 housing allowance there. So our total payroll expense, when you take the Social Security, the Medicare, and everything into account, was almost $70,000. So that's our biggest expense by far. We also had almost $700 in travel expenses. This is getting our retreat leaders to our retreats. Almost $400 in meals and refreshments. You know, that would be a variety of things, but mostly it's paying for meals associated with a retreat, either before or after the retreat. You know, like when the retreat leaders arrive early, they leave late, that kind of thing. I don't know what I said as travel expense a while ago. Oh, I know. I was looking crooked. I apologize. I told you guys we had $700 in travel expenses. That was not getting our retreat leaders to our retreats. That was getting Regina to places where she has been asked to travel to speak. For example, I flew to St. Louis twice. We have a travel expense in there. That's not a real travel expense. I don't know how to explain this easily in a minute. But if you go back up and look up above in the report, you will notice that there was some donated money. Let's see, where is that? Gifts in kind goods. Some of those gifts in kind goods were plane tickets. So even though it looks like a $700 expense below, it zeroes out when you also consider that same expense as income, because those were actually donated. My two trips to St. Louis were donated, as well as Nikki's trip to Santa Barbara. So this travel expense, even though it shows up as a travel expense, really isn't a travel expense. Anybody who knows accounting might know what I'm talking about, but it balances out with the income of the donation. Our travel expenses related to our retreats was much higher. That travel expense is $5,361. That includes like flying Diedrich and Claudette up from Costa Rica, flying Magdi to the Santa Barbara retreat. Cortana drove. We paid her. We also flew Tom Conway in because he was our van driver. We flew Regina in because she was our hostess. So all of our travel related to our three retreats last year was $5,361. You can see some donated travel right here. We also had facilitator fees. This is how much we paid Diedrich, Claudette, Cortana, Timothy, Magdi, as well as we pay people. If I teach MPP, there's no cost. We don't pay me because I get a salary. But if Nikki, Jacqueline, or Jay, or anybody else teaches MPP, we pay them. So that's also included in facilitator fees. We also pay every month when we have that online satsang. We pay the person that comes. unless they say don't pay me. Like last month, Nirmala said don't pay me, so he didn't get paid. But unless they say that, we pay them as well. So all of those together are in this facilitator fee line item, which was $9,000. Now, last year we had 3 retreats. We had to pay the retreat centers. So the expenses for our retreat centers last year were $30,793. We also had to pay, if you went to the Soak in the Beauty retreat, we had buses that took us to different places every day. And we also had a sound man that came in and provided sound for the Kirtana concert. Those types of services last year cost us $2,239. And then we have just some other minor expenses that were related to retreats. Altogether, our total expenses last year were $150,433. So again, our total income last year was $207,968. Our total expenses were $150,433, which means we made income last year. We made $57,535 in income. And already that money that we made last year has been allocated to this year's budget. About half of that money will be allocated to salary. It has been allocated to salary, primarily Lynn's salary. We actually had another donation to cover my salary for next year. So my salary for 2015 is covered already. Lynn's salary for 2015 is covered out of a small donation plus a portion of this income we made in 2014. And then the rest of the income we made in 2014 is going to $2,000 a month at a time be donated to the retreat center. So we made $57,000 in 2014, and that money has been allocated in our 2015 budget. So thanks to that money we earned, Lynn gets a salary, and our retreat center is going to get a monthly donation of $2,000. And that is our 2014 expense report. Does anybody have any questions about that expense report? All right, well, thank you to all of you for your donations. That was a significant part of it. Also for your participation in our retreats. And like I said, we get to go for another year as a result. So that's nice, and we'll see what happens this year. Any word on church status? Not a word. When you apply for church status, you have to pay $400, and they did cash our check. So we know they received it, and we're probably in some kind of a queue. I've never applied for church status before, but I did apply for 501c3 status, and that took about 6 months before we heard anything. So if it's similar, it may be about 6 months before we hear anything. So I'm just waiting. But we do know they cashed the check, so we do know that they received the application. So that's that. All right, so returning then to my agenda, let's see what I have after the financial report. Just a little heads up, and again, this will be in the updates. So again, like I said, watch your updates. But starting around May, we're going to start preparing for our summer elections. You may remember last year we had summer trustee elections, and that's when Ken Gibson, Jennifer Miley Nahulu, and Ted Poppy were voted onto the member board of trustees. This year, we're going to vote probably 2 or 3 more people onto the member board of trustees. And we'll start with a nomination process probably in May, and then we'll be voting by July. So just keep an eye out on your updates. I'll be sending information out. I love to have people volunteer themselves, nominate themselves, because when you nominate yourself, that means this is something you really want to be a part of. Sometimes when you hear the word nominate, people get shy and they think, wow, you know, it's ego if I nominate myself, and that's not necessarily true. You know, sometimes the people who nominate themselves are the best ones because it means, hey, I want to do this. Something in my heart is calling me to do this. So just think about whether you want to nominate yourself or whether you see someone else that you think would be a good trustee that you want to nominate. And just think about that between now and then. Kind of be open to that. Notice people's participation. How involved do they look? Do they look like they're the kind of person that gets things done? Do they look like they come from their right mind? I love people that come from the right mind instead of the wrong mind. And then, you know, in May or so, we'll start doing nominations for our summer elections. So probably with the last 8 minutes that we have, there's only one thing left on my agenda. As you know, we do always have a monthly satsang here in the room, a free satsang. And our guest for March 15th, our Sunday satsang, the third Sunday of the month, is Mukti. And I'll just type that in case you guys aren't familiar with her name. It's M-U-K-T-I. Mukti is Adyashanti's wife. And I'm sure many of you know Adyashanti, even if you don't know Mukti. So Mukti has agreed to be our guest on March 15th here in the room. That is going to be at 8 p.m. Eastern time, and we typically go for about 90 minutes. What I want to do, since we only have a few minutes left, is just play you a really short Mukti audio, just so you can hear her a little bit, get to know her a little bit. This one's only 5 minutes long, so I'll play it. It's called The Ebb and Flow of Awareness.
So it's the same with the body, you know, when the body feels contracted or out of balance, you know, when it feels space, you can not only listen globally, but you can sense globally, and it doesn't just have to be above your shoulders. It can be, you know, in front of your body and behind and to the sides and all the way down into the earth, and you can feel your feet and the space in front of you in the room, space behind you in the room. You can almost imagine how that space makes its way through all the particles of earth, like way down into the earth, you know, and that there's, your awareness can carry in all directions without any edge or boundary, you know. And so you can first direct your attention there to almost like distract the attention from being pumped into thought. It's like you give your mind something to do besides think, right? And you direct your attention very globally. But after you kind of let it all stretch out, then you can relax. You can stop directing it. And then it's not like you're trying to be aware of that, you know, car going way down the street. You can just relax into this, what I would say is, global attention just relaxes into awareness. It's like a general awareness that's receptive, and you still may notice the car going by, but you're not like engaging your attention so much. One of my teachers, Yogananda, used to have this wonderful phrase where he said, let me see if I can remember the end of the phrase. I'm paraphrasing because I can't remember his exact words, but it was like, let the searchlights of your attention come to rest. And so that part, those parts of us that are seeking, you know, even in it with the best of intentions, like, okay, now I'm going to do global listening, you know, and I'm going to be the good meditator. And I'm going to hear that, you know, airplane going by over there, or, you know, that car going by over there, whatever it is, you know, that bird flying or that tiny pin drop over there at the other side of the room or the heater kick on or exactly what Mukti's saying, you know, just let the searchlights of listening just relax into this effortless listening that receives sounds just bubble up into your experience, right? They bubble up into the space of awareness, and they may register in hearing, they may not, but there's just this sense that the whole world is just kind of arising as this orchestra of sound and sensation, right? And it requires very little of us to to engage the senses then, but the senses still could function with very little effort. And when there's less effort, there's more energy freed up to that directly relates back to awakening. I know I've taken a long time to get back to that tie-in, but there's many ways to tie it in. But part of it is the energy gets freed up out of our directing and our conditioned ways of moving, and returns to the sense of beingness such that it's available for spontaneous expression that is in response to life, that doesn't come from like the directive control tower above that's telling like, okay, we need to do this, or we're supposed to do that. It just spontaneously, we may respond to things in a different way. And you have to kind of hold your ideas spontaneous lightly, because, you know, sometimes it can look very, very thought out, or, you know, very much using all of our capacities that would do things. But what I mean by spontaneous more isn't so much just like always like quick and, you know, unexpected, and but just meaning more unconditioned, and not so much having whatever our expressions are being about the me that's wanting to direct those expressions.
Right, that was very, very brief. Kind of funny, I picked it randomly by the amount of time, 5 minutes, and I think that was a good review of the seven steps teaching I did tonight. I don't know if those of you who are here to hear the seven steps, if you heard that. But it sounded to me like she was talking about the exact same thing that we were talking about in the seven steps. So, again, Mukti, who is Adyashanti's wife, Mukti will be here as our guest 2 weeks from tonight on March 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That would be 5 p.m. Pacific Time. For our online satsang. Also, just a reminder, although I haven't looked this up myself, I've heard it from two or three people, so it must be true that we're changing our clocks here in the United States next Saturday night. And so if you're not in the United States, please be aware that we are changing our clocks, because, of course, this room operates on United States Eastern Time. So you may want to check and find out all of the right times for you so that you can show up for the gathering on Sunday morning. I will be leading next Sunday morning's gathering. So, no, that's a lie. I won't be. I'm getting confused on the dates. I will not be leading next Sunday's gathering, which is good since I'm going to be in Mexico all week. Let me just check real quick and see who is leading next week. I got a little confused there. Next week's gathering is going to be led by Jay McCormick. There we go. He will lead next week's gathering, not me, but I should be there because I should be returning from Mexico Saturday night. So hopefully I'll see you all at next Sunday's gathering. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.